Macadamia.
Oh, yeah? Macadamia would be good.
Awesome. Let's slot some chilies for some jerky.
Oh, yeah?
I just wanted to say thanks for coming along. This is the third anniversary of the food swap starting. So, yeah. Thanks for coming along and making it what it is.
Freshly roasted this morning, Mum. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Every month, the crowd gathers in a suburb on the outskirts of Brisbane in southeast Queensland. They're keen gardeners, hobby growers and home cooks who come together to swap advice, recycle materials and share the fruits of their labours. Hello, I'm Hayley Renault. Welcome to the Brookfield Food Swap. It's the brainchild of local resident Georgie Townsend.
We now have over 600 people who follow the swap from, 100 in the first year, so it's really fantastic that it's grown. And I know not everyone comes every month, but it's nice that you can come back and feel welcome and part of the swap.
And in the crowd for the very first time ever are the Mortensen family from Brookfield.
Hi, I'm Warwick Mortensen. This is my wife.
Liz, hello.
Warwick's definitely got a green thumb and has turned his large acreage block into a fruit and vegetable growing paradise.
Fruit growing along there.
Mm-hmm. There's also passion fruit that you probably can't see from here, but there's oodles of passion fruit there. There's kumquats, there's white guava, there's coffee growing in there, mandarin, lemons, oranges and limes in that section. That's figs, which I've just got into recently in the last year and a half.
The family is busy getting their goods ready to take to the swap meet.
We've got lemon mint that's fresh from this morning, curry leaves. You want to explain
that's a very, very strong tasting lemon and sultana with Indian herbs, chicken relish that could either be put onto the chicken before cooking or used after cooking. It's really, really strong and tasty. It's delicious.
So all the stuff looks like a great little bounty, and you said you've got more.
Oh, this is probably 10%.
Okay, so plenty more to come. But you're basically going to get rid of this. Someone else is going to walk home with it at the end of today. What are you hoping to get back for some of this stuff?
Look, I'm happy to give things away. I'd like just to see what other people are growing.
Rosemary, there's a whole lot of turmeric there. You've got curry leaf, you've got olives, probably about 15 pawpaws or red papaya.
You can hear it in Warwick's voice that he's pretty enthusiastic about getting his hands dirty and growing things, but there's other benefits too.
Warwick works long hours, he's in an office. To come home and just go down into the paddock, it's kind of a bit of, we call it his therapy, that he goes down there and just spends a few hours on the weekend or a couple of hours after work down in the paddock playing with his garden, with his figs, with his sort of newfound hobby, and it's therapeutic. It's just emotionally calming for him. He comes back up and I never know what he's bringing up from the paddock, whether it's going to be some fruit or some vegetables, and it's a good hobby. It's a healthy, happy hobby, and it's also good for the kids to spend some one-on-one time with Dad down in the paddock.
Thanks, Matt. How are you?
Good.
Back at the Brookfield Food Swap, the crowds are gathering and tables are groaning under the weight of produce on offer.
So I don't know what that is. Have a look. See if it makes your taste.
Oh, it smells good. That's really nice, yes.
It's a happy sight for organiser Georgie Townsend, who established the swap meet to bring her community closer together.
One winter's morning I decided to make a Facebook page just starting a food swap and did up some really shoddy homemade posters. Looked like a kid drew them and stuck them up at a few local notice boards. And that's how it started. And we held the first off a few weeks later. And we had maybe 40 people turn up to the first one. So obviously the community's really supportive of the idea and it sort of rolled on from there. I think the swap's really just an excuse for people to connect. I think in today's age there seems to be a lack of connecting with strangers, and this is a great way to bring people together. And I think just after one swap, people actually feel like they know people and they look forward to seeing them again at the next swap. So it's really about community, and that's what I really, really wanted to create, a sense of community. But one thing that's also really nice about the swap is the value of things changes. A jar of honey, which might might seem really precious to some is equal to a bunch of herbs to another person, because they don't grow that and they've got an excess of honey. So it's not always about the equal value. You'll always feel like you walk away with more than you've brought. The only rule is no monetary exchange. If you want to do that, find another means to. But this is about talking to each other and making connections. And the food really is just an excuse, I think. Yeah.
My name is Darren Monterson and I live at Bilbarrie. So I've brought down some chilies that I actually grew on the footpath of my home. Brought down some butternut pumpkins and some Vietnamese mint and Greek basil that I've grown from cuttings. Yeah.
How long have you been involved with the food swap?
Since it started, 3 years ago. And I learned something every time. I learned today that the Rosella plant there is an annual plant. I thought it was a tree that just kept growing, but now apparently you've got to plant it every year. So, yeah, learn a bit.
Hi, Catherine Ryan. I live at Brookfield. I've picked some custard apples. We've had a wonderful crop this year, so I've brought those down to share.
And what are you hoping to swap them for?
I was thinking maybe some chilies and some herbs, but I don't really mind. It's bringing the things along, which is half the fun, and meeting the people.
Have you got chutney?
I've got the chutney.
So how was it for newcomers Warwick and Elizabeth Mortensen? Did the Brookfield swap live up to their expectations?
Okay, so this is the hall.
Yeah, so we've got four different types of pumpkin.
Some limes.
We've got cheese.
Oh, did you get a balsamic dip?
We've got coffee from Papua New Guinea that was roasted this morning. We've got white sweet potato. Chocos, we're ready to go on the ground for planting. And there's about five different chilies in there.
Local honey, some mustard mango pickle. Yum, that looks
and
fabulous.
And custard apple.
And some more mango chutney.
And there's probably a couple other little things at the bottom which
strawberry jam.
You can't see.
What kind of feeling do you get left with when you don't have to swap any money, when you don't have to bring, you know, a $50 note and that has to change hands?
It's just no stress. You know, it's you don't think about it, and it's just you actually have a conversation with the people instead of thank you, walk away, and like, oh, I paid too much for that. Is it any good? I don't know. You know, at least this is you get to see it. You know, it's been grown.
Locally, it's healthy.
Yeah, exactly. So,
more
yeah.
of a good faith type
it's
a, system.
Well, it's just, to me, it was relaxing, you know, and enjoying it.
What's your name, sir?